Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's decision to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics criticized by the former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers.
This is the stuff of democracies giving way to authoritarianism.
He tells ABC's This Week that Trump's attacks on Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are a way to set up a scapegoat in case of poor economic performance. The former special counsel who investigated and prosecuted then-candidate Trump is now the subject of an investigation. Republican Senator Tom Cotton had suggested that Jack Smith be probed for violating the Hatch Act, and that investigation is now underway. Officials in Gaza say more than 20 people were shot and killed by Israeli troops while seeking aid, as the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says six people died of starvation in the last 24 hours. Day three of the manhunt for the man suspected of killing four people in a bar Friday in southwest Montana. This is ABC News. Major League Baseball's planned baseball game in Bristol Motor Speedway between the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds was hampered by rain. Play was suspended last night. It will resume this afternoon. It's the first ever Major League Baseball game inside of a stock car racing stadium. The Catholic Church says more than a million young people were in attendance today for Pope Leo's Mass on the outskirts of Rome. It capped off a week of activities for Catholic youth, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
A Saturday evening vigil, an outdoor slumber party, and then a Sunday morning mass for hundreds of thousands of young Catholics from all over the world, camping in a vast field on Rome's outskirts with Pope Leo, who they greeted. The Pope's message to the young audience:
reflect on your way of living. Seek justice in order to build a more humane world.
Folks were dancing to a lineup of a dozen different bands.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A former attorney for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says proposed federal cuts could hinder the agency's ability to keep up with key regulations and affect public safety. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
One ATF responsibility is conducting inspections to ensure gun dealers sell firearms in accordance with federal law. Pam Hicks, a former chief counsel at the agency, says ATF has already struggled to meet inspection goals with not enough resources. The Trump administration's budget cuts would reduce regulatory enforcement by 40%, which Hicks says would only add more limitations to an underfunded agency.
If criminals are using those dealers to acquire guns, law enforcement is less likely to discover that before guns get used in crimes and are more likely to discover it after guns get used in crimes. That is obviously not good and very dangerous.
Hicks says firearms tracing is a critical ATF function to help solve firearms crimes and detect trafficking. According to the ATF, in 2022, more than 8,000 firearms were recovered and traced in Wisconsin. ATF ATF is also required to inspect explosives licensees every 3 years, which Hicks says also drains resources from inspecting gun dealers. She says the entire ATF budget before cuts was less than $2 billion. Hicks argues the cuts would provide minimal cost savings and reduce public safety. She sees this as a contradiction to a Trump administration stated goal of making America safe again.
To be clear, I do think they genuinely are interested in doing things about violent crime. I take them at their word on that. But their budget submissions just don't align with that. And I'm not sure why.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll continue to have some air quality issues thanks to wildfire smoke. Look for mostly sunny skies, southerly winds, highs today in the lower 80s. For tonight, we'll have a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and what if I told you that nearly 300 pounds of perfectly good food is thrown away every year for every single person in Wisconsin? Would you be surprised? That's nearly a million pounds of food that could be shared with hungry folks who need it if we only had a way to get it to them. And who needs it? You know, I mean, right here at home, over 10% of the people who live in Brown County are food insecure. And with reduction in SNAP benefits and other growing gaps in the social safety net, we know they're coming, that number is sure to rise. But luckily, we have Selena Darrow. Selena is the founder and executive director and chief dreamer of Rooted In, which is a local nonprofit with the goal of creating a future where all people are nourished. This is going to be quite a conversation, Selena. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yeah.
I know we've been talking for 30 minutes already, so yes, like we just got warmed up. So let's start by defining the problem. Food insecurity is literally everywhere. According to Feeding America, a third of children suffer from food insecurity, and single mother households, which you know a little bit about, and so do I, are at a particularly high risk. And over 50 million people in this country have turned to food banks and pantries for help. These stats are staggering, and they're important to know just to help people understand, like, this is a really big deal that affects people you know. Right. But for you, it's more than just a mission and a job. It's really personal.
Yes, it is. So I started in my journey and my passion with food when I was like 4 years old. My mom, for whatever reason, saw in me and wanted me to get me a cookbook, a four-year-old, right?
Uh-huh.
And that literally set the seed. So by the time I was 12, I was like planning all the family meals and had decided I was going to Stout. And
why Stout?
Because they are the only school in Wisconsin that focuses on hospitality and tourism management.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Stout up in Menominee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did go to Stout, but I got pregnant. And so I moved back to Green Bay and did get a degree in culinary arts from Fox Valley Tech. But I was really embraced by my family and supported.
Mm-hmm.
But then our community supported me as well. So to be able to lift myself and my daughter out of poverty, I benefited from a lot of the social service programs, so mm-hmm. SNAP, WIC. And so I knew what it was like to struggle to meet my basic needs. And there's always a little bit of shame and embarrassment involved in that as well. And I think back over the 20 years that I was a single mom before I met my amazing husband, you know, I struggled with depression, alcoholism, and my weight. And, you know, of course, it affected me in ways that I don't think I was really cognizant of it.
Certainly not at the time, right?
Right. Yeah. And so now looking back, you know, I've adjusted and changed my behavior around, you know, I'm sober now. I have my depression is all but gone. I have changed the way that I eat. I totally believe in food as medicine because mm-hmm. it has helped me heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I am driven to be a role model for people in our community who are struggling in the same way that I did
mm-hmm.
because there is no shame in asking for help. That is how we all can move forward in life.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it's a privilege to be able to do this work and to share my career, my over 20, actually 35 year career.
Not that we're counting.
Right. My girlfriend just reminded me, no, Selena, it's 35 years career in the food service industry and all segments of our food system, mm-hmm. But specifically in food manufacturing in the last 20 years. And, you know, just my lived experience. And I just felt called to do something about it for our community as a whole.
And we are really going to get into the work that you do with Rooted In. But I just want to emphasize something that you said. You were a pregnant, non-trained young woman who had really nothing. You must have been so, you must have been struggling in the greatest way. And you needed a hand up in order to get to where you are today. And now to take that experience and to turn it around and help other people and to tell your story without shame.
Right.
It's so important because all of us have roadblocks in our lives.
That's right.
But it's really hard for us to talk about it.
Correct.
And it's really hard for us to ask for help.
Well, and it's different for everyone. And mm-hmm. you need to respect like the journey that we're all on. And to be able to say, okay, this was my experience. It may have been different than yours, but we still struggle with the same emotions and the same feelings and the amazing ability for each of us to connect on that human emotional level.
Yes.
Is the same for all of us. It may be different circumstances.
Right. And you connect in many ways with food.
Yeah, you do.
And that's been your history. So you graduated with this degree in culinary arts, and then what?
Well, then I worked as a dietetic technician. I worked in foods, in restaurants, and catering. And then 20 years ago, I became a home economist at Good Humor Breyers. And it was my, like, dream job right there on paper. Was with them for a little while, and then I landed at Bird's Eye Foods and ran their test kitchen as their senior consumer test kitchen manager.
You ran a test kitchen?
I did.
What a fun job.
It was amazing.
What does that mean? Like, what? I can only imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
So I developed all the recipes
uh-huh.
that were on the Bird's Eye website. To this day, all of the cooking instructions on any package of Bird's Eye vegetables was work that I did to ensure that those products would be prepared food safely.
I rely on those things.
Exactly.
I am not a cook.
Right. So the amazing thing about that job, which literally was my dream job, was I got to be super creative,
mm-hmm.
but then I also got to be really analytical and, you know, detail oriented and organized. And I mean, I essentially ran it on my own. And so I was able to identify opportunities, to improve operations and try new things, so that we were creating the most nutritious and, amazing vegetable products for, and most people didn't even know we had this awesome R&D facility right here in downtown Green Bay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's the voice of Selena Darrow. She is the executive director of Rooted In. We are talking about the great work that she does, both with Rooted In, but also a little bit of her background with Bird's Eye, running the test kitchen. Then what?
Well, then Bird's Eye downsized and left Green Bay because they got bought out by Pinnacle Foods. And then for the next 10 years, I was kind of... When you lose your dream job, no one tells you what to do after you lose your dream job.
Right. You get locked into that. You get comfortable.
And so I kind of was searching for the next 10 years for that same fire. And by the time I got to the end of 2021, I was pretty burnt out. I had been furloughed and downsized a couple other times, and my income had kind of done this roller coaster.
And COVID, I'd have to imagine COVID really affected you in this industry.
Correct. And so I just quit my job at the end of November of 2021 and did not know what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life. Like I always have in the past, I started going to counseling and admitted I was an alcoholic and quit drinking. So I've now been sober for over 3.5 years.
Fantastic. Strong work. Not easy.
And I credit that on a daily basis for opening my heart to exploring what else is possible in life. I've now created a life that I never could have dreamed of before.
Yeah.
But I surrendered and I asked for help. And I've been getting help for over 3.5 years now. And then I started a consulting company based on my experience working in the food manufacturing industry. And in my past corporate career was the charity committee lead at Bird's Eye. And had sort of lost my connection with the community and volunteering. So I started volunteering for another nonprofit in early 2023. And it was through that work in the food system that I began seeing some lights and some nudges and a little whisper that maybe there was something else I could do using my career experience and my lived experience to really change something in this community. So I started Rooted In.
What a journey. And when you stopped drinking and embraced your sobriety, it seems like that really opened doors for you. Like you were almost like the fog cleared and your heart knew where to go.
Yes. I mean, of clear mind for the first time since I was 13 years old.
Wow.
So literally going back to the person I was 30 some years ago and rediscovering that. And along this journey, I've been lucky enough to get some leadership training from the folks over at Initiative One. And a couple years ago, they suggested to all of us that we create our own personal mission statement. And mine came to me in an instant.
It was there already.
You just hadn't already
put it on paper.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So, driven by the acceptance of my authentic self to be a change maker in my community.
Yes.
And the key to my sobriety is finally loving myself for the first time in my life. And now that I can love myself wholly, I can pour out the best version of myself into this community.
But still, this takes a huge emotional toll on you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, I still run my consulting business. I've volunteered over 3,000 hours in the last 2 years to get Rooted In where it is today.
Volunteered.
I have poured in thousands of dollars of my own money to get us to this point, but I believe wholeheartedly in radical change.
I love that term, radical change.
Yeah. And I've met so many amazing people along this journey, in other parts of our country who are doing such similar amazing work, fighting food waste as a tool and a mechanism to reduce food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not separate. Food insecurity and food waste are intertwined.
Yes. And we are going to talk so much more about that after the break. But when we come back, my local music pick for the week, which was actually a band that you picked, Selena.
That's right.
Yeah. And later in the show, we're going to talk about how Selena worked with the NFL to feed our neighbors in need. So for now, you're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh, streaming live on the Civic Media app and podcasted on Spotify and Apple and everywhere else you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122 millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you were on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I want an old car, a 58. We fixed it up.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow. She is the founder and executive director, also known as the Chief Dreamer of Rooted In, which is a local nonprofit organization. And this is such a great tagline, that builds a community table that nourishes and uplifts. That's really beautiful.
Thanks.
And we are going to get back to that. But first, the music.
Yeah.
Selena, you picked this band.
I did, The Pale Figures. So we are just coming off an amazing fundraising event that we had at the Tarleton Theater called The Nourished Mind on Saturday. And it was in honor of a dear friend from high school, Nate Lindstrom, who took his life 5 years ago. And mm-hmm. his brother, Aaron, was a classmate with me at Notre Dame and Premontre, and he is like the grand poobah of the Pale Figures. And they played to honor Nate.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And their band, does a lot of music that raises awareness about suicide prevention, about mental health, about physical health, also about clergy abuse, which is related to Nate, of course. That has been a really prevalent issue here in the Green Bay area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we decided, you know, there's a lot of emotions when a friend and a loved one is no longer with you and under circumstances, you know, that had there been more interventions and support systems along the way may not have been the ultimate outcome. But nevertheless, we decided that we want to pour positivity into our community. Mm-hmm. So versus focusing on the negative aspects and, you know, hurt and anger, let's do the opposite of that. And so that's how this event was born. And Aaron was, you know, right away said this needs to be for Rooted In, a benefit for Rooted In.
That's so great.
That is how we brought in the food piece, you know, because we're, and the more I'm doing this work, and you know that what you eat affects your mental health, your physical health, your energy levels. And, you know, I have that experience as well.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the MAHA movement.
No, ma'am.
Because I think they are taking something that is real, like what you just said, like food is really important. It is so important to have good, healthy food that does fuel your body, but they're perverting it.
Yeah.
And they're using it for their own benefit.
100%.
But to go back to the actual authentic thing, which is food is healthy, community is healthy, all the support is healthy and necessary. This benefit that you did was music, it was food, it was art, it was
craft.
It was community.
It was all about building our community table. And so we had a big poster that said, you know, what do you see, hear, and feel when you're building the community table?
Uh-huh.
And we had just so many expressions, like different reactions that were totally different than the reactions I have to that question, which when I hear that, I think, you know, magic around a table when you're sitting there with your friends or your family. I mean, whether you've prepared the meal together, which for me is, you know, always like gets me excited. But just that art of sitting around the table, I always say there's just so much magic. It's hard to describe in words.
Yes.
Like what is happening there. And like in a lot of the research that I did when I first started Rooted In, after coming off of COVID and the social isolation piece.
That was the worst.
It was.
Yes.
Like for people like you and I who are like extroverted and we get our energy by being around people, it like doesn't suck our energy.
Uh-huh. Like and our Zoom is not enough. You need to actually be present with each other.
Absolutely. I mean, like touching each other and hugging and all that good stuff. And like that is what we are so like. People are so looking for that. People are lonely and they're isolated. And so the opposite of that is cohesion. And like you can build that around this beautiful community table. And like it's such a gift to be able to give my culinary expertise and my passion for food and let that spill out into everyone.
It's so much more than food.
It is 100%. And when I first started Rooted In, I had mission statement one, I had mission statement two, and the mission statement we have now is literally poured out from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
The mission is a reflection of me. Our values are a reflection of who I am and what it has taken to get me here. And I tell my board all the time, you need to hold me accountable to these values, this vision, and this mission at all times, because then we're authentic.
Uh-huh.
And authenticity, honesty, and transparency is how you change people's lives.
Yes. And we need each other because there are things that you bring to the table that
that they don't and
exactly.
things that they bring that you don't. And I'm just thinking about you at age four. Like, there is a reason that your mom gave you a cookbook
right.
when you were four. And there's a reason that my mom did not. So at the community table, I am definitely the eater and I'm the conversationalist. I am happy to talk to you while you're cooking, but you do not want me cooking. I can bake something.
Right. But there might be music blasting in
yes.
the background.
Yes.
ChatGPT just put together my Kitchen Beats playlist.
Oh my God. I never thought about using ChatGPT for that.
You can. I've been learning all sorts of tips and tricks with AI. And yeah, now I have a Beats playlist.
And I bet it has a lot of alt.
It does.
Oh yeah, we share that.
We do.
Oh my gosh, Selena, so much more to talk about. I'm just feeling so inspired by our conversation and so excited to be sitting here with you.
Well, thanks.
So we're in Green Bay.
We are.
I know. And when we come back, I think we absolutely have to talk about the NFL draft,
mm-hmm.
the work that you did, the vision that you had, and the way you were able to implement this vision and prevent food from going into the landfill and use it to actually feed people. So exciting. It was a genius move.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh, streaming live on the Civic Media app and podcasted on Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you get your podcasts.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's decision to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics criticized by the former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers.
This is the stuff of democracies giving way to authoritarianism.
He tells ABC's This Week that Trump's attacks on Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are a way to set up a scapegoat in case of poor economic performance. The former special counsel who investigated and prosecuted then-candidate Trump is now the subject of an investigation. Republican Senator Tom Cotton had suggested that Jack Smith be probed for violating the Hatch Act, and that investigation is now underway. Officials in Gaza say more than 20 people were shot and killed by Israeli troops while seeking aid, as the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says six people died of starvation in the last 24 hours. Day three of the manhunt for the man suspected of killing four people in a bar Friday in southwest Montana. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A big night for the defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers reviewing video from last night's family night practice. The list of injured players now up to about half a dozen who did not participate, including tight end Tucker Kraft. He's now got a groin injury. A big night, though, for safety Omar Brown, who was with the Broncos last season. Brown with three interceptions last night and talked about his first impressions of being in Green Bay.
When you get here, you kind of automatically see, like, the tradition they have here. I love all the fans. They just super nice, and they all support us.
Matt LaFleur on Omar Brown.
He's making plays. You want to see how guys respond and react when they get those opportunities, and he's coming through.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series with the Nationals after another win, 8-2 last night. But Sal Frelick dealing with an issue, the meniscus in his left knee.
Something about it's right on a suture that he had before. They say it's fairly common. Yeah, when you wrench it a little bit, it flares up on you.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll continue to have some air quality issues thanks to wildfire smoke. Look for mostly sunny skies, southerly winds, highs today in the lower 80s. For tonight, we'll have a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Right now, it's 64.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow. She is the founder and executive director, the chief dreamer of Rooted In. We are talking about food, helping our neighbors in need. And since we're based in Green Bay, we have to talk about the NFL and the Packers and the draft.
Just this little thing that happened in April.
It was tiny.
Yeah.
But first, I have to do housekeeping.
Sure.
So friends, if you missed the beginning of our conversation, you can always find it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Substack, all the places. And you can always find me here on Saturdays and Sundays at 3 on WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, streaming on the Civic Media app. Enough housekeeping. Let's talk about the draft.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. It was a resounding success, first of all. Green Bay loved the draft, and we were great at it.
Well, imagine if we didn't have the draft. I mean, we have such an amazing community here.
I was just telling somebody this morning who showed up to a Zoom meeting in a Bears sweatshirt. I don't know what she actually doesn't even like the Bears. She put it on just to provoke me,
right,
which is good because I enjoy that. And we were talking about the chemistry between the Packers and the Bears and what the Packers mean to the city of Green Bay. Whether you like football or not,
exactly,
the Packers are the economic driver for this city.
100%.
Yeah.
And imagine if we didn't have something exciting to do in Green Bay on Sundays in the fall and the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be living in a much different city.
Wah, wah. I know, I think about, like, when I am older and I want to be a snowbird, how long do I want to stay in the north until the season is over?
Right.
So, you know, your end date is a little, with the playoffs, it's always a little shaky.
Right, but if we didn't have the Packers, then we might have to be Bears fans, and that would be a huge punishment.
No. Yeah, okay, I could go there, but you know where I couldn't go? Vikings.
Oh.
Not in a million years.
Right. Well, I have a lot of friends from college who are Vikings fans. So, and they know there's no, I mean, born and raised in Green Bay, grew up a mile from Lambeau Field. My grandfather was a season ticket holder. Like, there's no change in me.
You can't take it out of us.
That's right.
So when the draft came, it was 600,000 attendees. It was the second highest attended NFL draft in history. And all those people were eating. Everybody was eating. There was a lot of leftover food. And you knew that was going to happen. It happens every time we have a big event.
Right.
So what did you do?
Well, it actually was a volunteer in December last December who came across an article of the nonprofit that recovered food from the draft in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And so I reached out to their executive director and kind of was like, how'd you make this happen? And he didn't give a whole lot of information.
Like, this is Detroit.
Yeah.
Figure it out yourself.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little rivalry with Detroit and us about the draft, about whose draft was better.
Well.
Apparently, every aspect of that is a rivalry.
Well, we can thank our mayor for his amazing response to the tease from Detroit.
But I loved it.
I digress. I just like started emailing the Packers, and then I was put on a list. And then through the stroke of the universe, someone who was volunteering on a local committee around sustainability
mm-hmm.
is a volunteer at Resurrection Lutheran Food Pantry, where my friend Larry is the manager.
Uh-huh.
And she mentioned to him, oh, we're still looking for someone to recover perishable food from the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it? He said, no, but I know Selena could.
So, networking.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So this was like a game of telephone.
Yeah.
And so we met. I got together and had a conversation with Delaware North and Discover Green Bay. And then they made the connections with the sustainability company that the NFL works with, NG Impact,
uh-huh.
as well as the third-party catering service. And so between all of us at the table, we coordinated the recovery efforts.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't simple. It wasn't like, oh, I'll take that tray of fruit.
Or oh, no.
More likely vegetables. I'll take those vegetables that are left over and make sure that they get to the break room at work. This is like a giant effort that required all of these different people to weigh in.
Right. And understand that, you know, the draft was like in a footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so you needed to be credentialed to go into certain areas.
All
so
right.
I relied on the caterer, an amazing woman who had never been to Green Bay and thought it was so cold here. But what she did every night was she drove around in a golf cart, and inside there were all these special events and special catered events.
Mm-hmm.
And she focused on picking up the most nutritious, healthy foods for Rooted In.
Mm-hmm.
Would refrigerate it overnight, texted me in the morning telling me whether or not I needed one vehicle or two vehicles or three vehicles. I had five volunteers on standby.
Wow.
Just in case.
Uh-huh.
Every morning. And then we met them. She would load up her golf cart and she would meet us at the parking lot in a hotel across the street from Lambeau Field.
<That's> shady.
And so then my volunteers would show up in their cars and we would take out a scale and hop on a scale in a parking lot and weigh food. And then I had prearranged to donate fully cooked chicken breast, salad, soup, sandwiches, rice pilaf, pasta.
Good stuff.
Good stuff to 13 different agencies in our community. And so we would just get in our cars and drive over, make the donation, take some pictures, and repeat it. And
mm-hmm.
we did that for all through the draft itself and up to 5 days afterwards.
Amazing. And people got to eat good, healthy, nutritious food that otherwise would have gone in the garbage.
100%. And so in total, we were able to recover 7,000 pounds of food to feed our neighbors.
7,000 pounds of food.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Friends, I'm sitting here with Selena Darrow, the founder and executive director of Rooted In. Food, food insecurity, common sense, creative solutions to feed and educate our neighbors. Selena, your work doesn't just get food to people who need it at the point of contact. That's obviously important.
Right.
But it also addresses food insecurity on a much bigger systemic level. The transactional piece is easy. It's not easy, as we just heard. The transactional piece is more logical. Like, people can understand that. But the actual fixing the system is the hard part.
Well, and the transaction sometimes can be very impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am the co-facilitator of the Brown County Hunger Coalition. And so I've spent some time observing methods of food pantry operation. And 75% of the food pantries in Green Bay run a traditional model, which means they have volunteers pre-packing paper bags with mostly shelf-stable food.
Mm-hmm. Shelf-stable, like a box of macaroni and cheese, the things that we bring to food to donate to food pantries.
Right.
Yes.
Not necessarily the most nutrient-dense foods.
Right.
And so after observing this process, I said, well, this isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now, every Tuesday morning, in partnership with the traditional food pantry that Trinity Lutheran Church runs, which is where our office is,
mm-hmm.
in downtown Green Bay, in in a low-income area, we set up tables outside, 100% choice-based food pantry, and all healthy, nutritious food. So fresh produce that we're recovering and people are donating. We make individually packaged meals, about 300 per month, that we distribute at the pop-up pantry, the nurse table.
Wow.
We have cheese. We have lean protein. Shelf stable, but healthy food. And so guests are allowed to choose whatever they want,
guests.
Any quantity.
Yes.
Eggs. Eggs has been like, we've been working with a local farmer, and every week we have over 30 dozen eggs that we are distributing, and they're the first thing to go because of how expensive eggs are.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do when we're talking with our guests is we ask them their name.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them how they are, and we ask them what else they need.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that there have been tears and hugs and laughter and hope for people who are struggling, because most people who are coming that I see on a weekly basis are there because they're already dealing with a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be giving them the most nutritious, healthy foods and allowing them to choose. That dignity piece that you and I have.
Yes.
Is so very important.
This isn't just about food.
No.
It's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you use the word guest,
mm-hmm.
instead of, I don't know, hungry person.
Right.
Client.
Right.
Yeah. And the option to choose your food instead of just being given a bag of whatever.
Correct. And imagine the food waste.
Right.
Right. And so that's part of our mission as well. And unfortunately, we see a very large percentage of unhoused folks in our community.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have done to relieve barriers for them is to provide backpacks. So whatever foods they are choosing from Rooted In can go in a backpack,
mm-hmm.
because it's embarrassing to walk down the street carrying a paper bag of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
If they need disposable silverware to eat the foods that we are giving them with pop-top cans,
right.
we give them that. We give them disposable bowls and handy wipes. We give them, if they're sleeping behind a building, do you need a blanket? Do you need a pillow? I will do what I will ask them, whatever you need, I will get it for you. And so we've gotten coolers and carts and hot pots and grills and propane tanks for our neighbors who are sleeping in the woods,
mm-hmm.
but they need to heat up food and eat it. I will get you a grill. And how about some cast iron pans to cook your food up?
Well, and how about the literacy to understand? I had never heard the term food literacy before,
mm-hmm.
but people really need to understand their food.
Well, the two biggest tools to fighting food insecurity and reducing food waste, prevention and donation.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of California has implemented those two techniques and has already made massive reductions. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but within 2 years, they are seeing major decreases in numbers just by doing those two things.
Prevention and donation.
Correct.
Incredible. Stories. I'm sure you have story after story personal stories. I mean, you shared your own, but other folks as well.
Stories that inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing, even on the hardest days.
Yeah. And there are plenty of those.
There are, but it's those days when I get to talk to people is really, it makes it all worth it.
It's those stories that keep you going.
100%.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from this short break, there is so much need everywhere, and that need is going to grow as SNAP benefits and the holes in the social safety net mm-hmm. expand. So we're going to talk about how we as a community can step up to help each other out. And Selena, I know you have a lot of thoughts.
I do.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Be the person that you want to be.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Some days I feel like I'm never getting back where I belong.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow, the founder and executive director, the chief dreamer of Rooted In. And we're talking about food and helping our neighbors in need. And Selena, there is a lot of need right now. And with looming gaps in the social safety net, it is going to grow. We know it's going to grow, which mm-hmm. makes the work that you do that much more important. But also, this is a really hard time for nonprofit organizations. So much of that funding has been taken away. So, I mean, you're scrappy. You've yes. been doing this for a while. Where do you go from here?
Well, you know what? I continue to be the voice for the voiceless. It was extremely important for me to align with my peers at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Feeding Wisconsin and Hunger Task Force to advocate for monies to be put into the state of Wisconsin budget to purchase local food. Mm-hmm. We asked for $30 million. We got 10 and we will take it mm-hmm. because we already had seen cuts to the federally funded local food purchasing program.
So state funding, you asked for 30, you got 10. It's okay, but it's not great.
No, But it's better
than nothing.
Than nothing. Mm-hmm. And so those monies will be available to nonprofits to apply for, to purchase local food, mm-hmm. and to get rooted in as far as I've gotten it.
Yeah.
I've relied on mostly recovered food and donations. What we really want to do, which aligns with our Chef's Table program, which is my recipe database, that has seasonal local food, my recipes created to encourage folks in our community to buy and shop local. Mm-hmm. And so we want to start doing that for our meal program.
Going back to your roots,
exactly.
Your recipes.
That's right. And so we want to start purchasing local ingredients from farmers and ranchers and artisans, because we believe in supporting these entrepreneurs who are making many sacrifices on the land to provide nutrient-dense food that right in our own backyards that isn't coming from all the way from Mexico.
Well, and let's remember that a lot of those local growers were also depending on federal and state funds to be able to get their food to the people who need it, and those funds are gone. So they need partners like you.
They absolutely do. And so that's part of one part of our strategy. Mm-hmm. But we also recognize that with the impending cuts to SNAP, that the sources that food pantries have historically relied on to get their food, those sources, Feeding America partnerships, those funds are being reduced. TFAP, which is the Emergency Food Program, which is a government-funded program, those dollars are being cut. Mm-hmm. And so we have to start looking at ways to work together collaboratively between pantries to maybe purchase food together. But that being said, focusing on the small budgets that we do have, mm-hmm. to buy the most nutritious, healthy foods versus taking those dollars and buying ultra-processed or shelf-stable foods that aren't going to give our neighbors the energy and the nutrition that they need. And so we're really thinking outside of the box about ways to not only feed our neighbors, but to really nourish our neighbors.
And can we talk about some of the key partnerships? I know there's one in particular that you are very excited about.
Well, you know, when you start a nonprofit, you learn that you need, you know, significant and like-minded partners. And so I'm fortunate enough to have my board president is Andrea Warner. She's the chief population health officer at Amplify. And a year ago when I was needing to fill some board positions, I had identified that a healthcare partner was absolutely part of the mission of Rooted In, because we really want to focus on population health, mm-hmm. and like implementing strategies that we can measure and that are sustainable over time.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to grow produce and get produce into people's homes or in their, but it's another thing to teach them what to do with that and to prevent that food, that very beautiful, delicious, nutrient-dense food, to prevent that from going to waste, mm-hmm. because if they don't know what to do with it, or it's not culturally relative to them.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Right?
Yes. I've learned so much about, like, jicama. Again, I don't cook, but others have cooked for me. And
right.
I've expanded my palate because I've started to see some of these other things. But if it was something that I wasn't familiar with, I wouldn't know how to cook it.
Right. So, like, I'm a lover of teaching and education, food waste reduction strategies, teaching people culinary and food literacy. Like, a mechanic can't fix a car unless they have the right tools, and you cannot be if people say to me all the time, how did you get to be a great chef? Well, I have the right tools. I have mm-hmm. the right knives, the right cutting boards, the right skillets. I stock my pantry with the foods that meet my nutritional and dietary needs. Now, that doesn't say that I don't eat a little bag of Doritos every once in a while,
I do,
right?
Like Doritos, yes.
But, you know, I have all these tools that are at the ready to be shared with our community, so we really can transform people's lives.
Selena Darrow of Rooted In, how can people find out more about the incredible work that you're doing?
Well, we have an amazing website that was designed by WebFitters that they gifted us. www.rootedinink.org. They can reach out to me.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump has talked about taking steps to get more aid and food into Gaza. Palestinian authorities today say six more people died of starvation over the last 24 hours. Avril Benoit, the executive director of Doctors Without Borders, tells ABC's This Week.
For sure, this cannot last long. Even the UN was estimating today that 1 million women and girls are at risk of starvation right now.
President's Middle Eastern envoy Steve Witkoff is in the region. He visited an aid distribution site Friday. Today he met with Israeli hostage families and said the U.S. goal is to get all hostages released at once. The former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers told ABC that President Trump's firing of the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics over the jobs report is the stuff of authoritarianism. And it's day three of the manhunt for Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people in a shooting Friday in southwest Montana. This is ABC News.